Welcome to Grails, a podcast by Alton Insights. My name is John Tunger, and on this episode, we are talking about what assets are hitting the fractional marketplaces in the week ahead. Let's get started. All right, up first, this one goes out to John Shuck, friend of the show who's just on the podcast last week. We finally have the 1982 Aston Martin V8 Vantage Oscar India. And this holy grail of a car is IPOing with a market cap of $297,500. This long-awaited Aston makes its debut on Rally after months of anticipation, and the British-built V8 was never sold new in the United States due to emissions regulations. Thanks to its 4x2 Weber carburetors and low-restriction exhaust, the car carries the trait of scarcity as only 172 genuine 425-horsepower models were produced between 1978 and 1985, with only three making the trip across the pond from the UK to the US. Now, combining muscle with the trademark Vantage aerodynamic package, the Vantage attracted attention from collectors through the 21st century, with recent sales ranging between $300,000 and $360,000 for other 1982 examples. You can get this anticipated IPO on December 17th. And up next on collectible, we have a 2003 Panini Mega Cracks Cristiano Ronaldo rookie card that's a PSA 10. IPOing with a market cap of $305,500. There's a bit of retained equity, and so $162,000 is being offered to investors. Considered one of the most significant modern soccer rookie cards, this Ronaldo combines incredible eye appeal with impressive recent auction performance. While many modern blue chip cards have struggled to reach prices realized at the peak of the market, you know, when everything was nice and frothy in early spring, this particular Ronaldo in a PSA 10 has surpassed February-April prices with two strong sales in October. After one example sold at Golden in April for $209,100, prices fell consistently below that $200,000 mark throughout the summer. Then on October 2nd, PWCC sold a PSA 10 for $250,000, followed by a record-breaking sale at Golden for $319,800 on October 4th. This marks the first Ronaldo rookie card to IPO on collectible and their first soccer offering with a market cap over $300,000. We're talking vintage cars, we're talking sports cards, but let's go even more modern because on Otis, they are IPOing Bottom Feeder by X Copy. That's right, we're back in NFT land, and this Bottom Feeder is IPOing with a market cap of $93,700. Now, finally, the third highest selling crypto artist makes their fractional debut this week as Otis will offer their first work from X Copy. The animated NFTs feature an array of contrasting colors and flash elements and were produced in 2021 on the Ethereum blockchain. Only 38 examples were minted in total, providing an increased level of scarcity for this work produced by one of the fastest growing artists in the digital age. Sales surpassed six figures in August and have since hovered in the high five-figure range throughout the fall. This marks the seventh NFT to IPO on Otis and the fifth project to be highlighted. And lastly, of new assets that are hitting the marketplaces this week, we head over to Vint, where they are IPOing their Rhone Valley collection. And this is IPOing with a market cap of $153,000. Investors on Vint have the opportunity to, well, figuratively, I guess, head over to France and get some Rhone Valley Vino into their portfolio. The Rhone Valley is one of the more famous wine regions of the world, and also it's one of the best performing classes of wine in recent years. The Rhone Valley 100 Index on LIVX has outperformed the Italy 100 and Bordeaux 500 with a 12.1% ROI, including an impressive 1.91% in the last 2 months. In trading news this week, another 20 assets will open for trading on Rally, and the additions feature a number of vintage grails. The 1934 Lou Gehrig card will open for trading at a $75,000 market cap and is already up 114%, that's right, 114% since IPO, while the 1933 Babe Ruth will trade at a $270,000 valuation. The Ruth car that last traded on August 25th and is up 250% overall. Huge percentage gains. Now, on Otis, CryptoPunk number 2142 will open for trading on the 16th at a $384,900 market cap, and this is the second punk that will be trading on Otis. The first punk, number 543, is up 900% on their secondary market and is currently trading at a $515,000 market cap. There are numerous assets opening on collectible this week, including the 1995 Bulls Hardwood, which will begin trading at a $350,000 market cap. A ton of stuff happening in the fractional asset streets this week. We'll be keeping you in the know at Alton Insights on Twitter, or head over to altoninsights.com to check out our new tools that'll help you have an edge while investing in fractional assets. Until next time.